So just who is essential? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Job one, now facing the government of the world's last superpower, how to shut itself down. Oh, the terrorists must be beside themselves. Hey, wait, that's our job. Sorry, guys, we beat you to it. Watch and learn. For example, here's how we'll handle the military.
The wars in Afghanistan and Iraq would continue to be operated by the U.S. military, but in some cases, troops wouldn't get paid.
Essential employees must continue working without pay, even if they're risking their lives. And non-essential employees?
If they're not essential, they better not be working. They better not even be checking their BlackBerry, or they could get fired in the event of a shutdown.
Yes, if you're a non-essential employee, do not work or you'll be fired. The federal government, one of the few employers where working is a firing offense. But again, this is the will of the people as expressed through our elected representatives. You keep what's essential, you cut what's not essential. What could go wrong?
The IRS says it would continue collecting taxes. That's one of the essential services of government. Not clear if refunds would be processed.
Whoa. Not clear if refunds would be processed? So you're saying the people who collect the taxes are essential employees.
But the IRS might not send out all the refunds on time.
Ah. Well, at least the animals at the National Zoo will still be fed. Oh, yes, and of course this.
Jim, just to get this straight, Congress gets paid either way, right? If there's
That's
a government
right.
shutdown, their paychecks are not shut down. I just want to confirm that again.
Yes.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.